Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We were just talking about some pheasant recipe that I guess I was supposed to wait till later in the show, but we got through it. So we're going to back up and duck back into the show plan and talk about some duck recipes. Now, Bob's going to do that because I'm still a little foggy-headed from last night.
He's well, honest. He's wow. He's an honest man.
That was brutally honest.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said it wasn't the food or the drink. It was the cigars that killed you.
And I only had one. And we used to have a sponsor on the show, the Siciliano's Market. It's still called that on the west side, but it's under new ownership. And they were there. They have a very large walk-in humidor in the store. And cigars is a big part of what they do over there. And the guy was at this brewery where we were at, New Union Brewery in Lowell, and it was a beautiful night, and they had a big fire, and he's got tables and tables of cigars that he's given. So they were doing a cigar and a beer night. Well, you know, that's like a magnet to a guy like me.
Sure.
But I don't smoke cigars, and you can probably hear it in my voice.
Yeah, like, just well, you're not supposed to inhale is what I always
hear. Well, yeah, so. You're right.
And don't put it on a roach clip when you're finishing it.
Yeah. Don't light it. Yeah, I've heard.
You're not supposed to light it, yeah. You're not supposed to drink craft beer when you're at a brewery. You know, I mean, that.
When my father-in-law lived with us, he was a World War II vet, and he loved cigars. And the kids, there's 10 kids in my wife's family, and they have tons of stories about vacations or taking trips, and he always had to have a cigar going with the window up.
Oh.
And the kids would be coughing, and he'd go, Rose, the kid's getting sick. Anyway, so duck recipes, I can't claim any expertise because I'm not a duck hunter. My son-in-law is, and when I was up at deer camp last weekend, the ducks were galore on Whipple.
Yep.
And the owners of this trust don't allow duck hunting, which my son-in-law is very sad about.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even go to deer camp because he really is a duck hunter.
Yep.
Duck and turkey. So I do take him up there for turkey. But it's so cool because, of course, the flying rats, I mean, the geese were just honking away day and night. I don't know what that's about, if they're arguing that much or what, but they just are so vocal. It's crazy. Well, the ducks decided to join in on it, and I'm sure different types of ducks make different types of noises. Is that
true?
Yeah. Well, there was a group of them that just were going, wah, 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 really fast and loud, and I was just standing there watching them laughing because they were almost trying to compete with the geese. And anyway, that's an aside. As far as duck, you said I'm taking this, so I'm gonna take it down the road of the thirsty duck, which is actually a recipe you found, and it's from Thirsty's Lodge. Do you remember that trip? It was, I think, in North Dakota. You took 10 years ago. And
well, you're challenging me now. I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your memory's that shot. You're really leaving me hanging here.
No, the reason, we were out there pheasant hunting, not to circle back, but we were out there pheasant hunting in the Dakotas and the North Dakota, South Dakota border, and that little bar was out there. And if you've ever been on that part of the country, there are giant lakes there, but it's on flat land. All the way around
Sioux Falls,
it.
Right?
Yeah, right. Yep. And you get up there, and there's just all kinds of ducks and geese because it's in that Mississippi flyway, right? So all the birds that are flying south for the winter are coming right through there, and you can see just the sky gets black sometimes with these giant thousands and thousands of flocks of ducks. So you guys will go out there and follow that migration all the way south that are real avid hunters. And, of course, when you shoot that many birds, you're going to do something with them. And some people sell them to restaurants out there, and other people make them. But so that thirsty duck, when you're out hunting and you find it, you go to a place called Thirsty Duck.
Yeah. Well, apparently this is looking for full-bodied plucked duck. You place it in a roasting pan, breast down, and with any wild fowl, I would always recommend that. I do that with even domestic turkey. I don't even do domestic turkey. I shouldn't say that. I recommend that. My wife takes over when it's turkey time.
Yeah.
There's two meals a year she insists on cooking. That's Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And we'll get to that in the final segment.
Yeah. or Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right. You know, if you type in Thirsty Duck recipe on Google, your Grilling Guys comes up.
Huh?
And it talks about Jop's trip in 2010.
Yeah.
So no wonder he can't remember. It's a dozen years ago.
Right. I can't remember what I did 12 hours ago, let alone 12 years ago.
I saw you.
Yeah.
It takes some garlic and some onions, carrots, and taters. Half unshaved. I'm not sure why, but beef bouillon cube or I use better than bouillon, a green apple, and you put all this in the cavity. You fill the pan about half full of water, and you add a couple pieces of bacon on the duck's back so he can't fly away. And
thick cut because you got to keep him held down.
some black pepper and oregano and a little cherry wine.
Right.
Yeah. And then 220 degrees for 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah, so you hear the theme here, moisture, right? Bacon provides moisture. The water or the wine mixture in there provides moisture. Again, you're dealing with a lean protein, and you have to keep it moist or it's going to turn into shoe leather.
Well, and it's a water bird, so you want to keep the water in
there. Right, right, exactly. But
so this has got to be a pretty large duck, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's ducks are ducks. There's all different sizes and shapes.
What's your favorite eating duck?
You know, I don't really have one. It's not my favorite thing.
Now, I understand that the divers are not the best eating.
Well, I do too. I do know that. They tend to be a little more oily.
Mm.
It's kind of like a lake trout, right?
Oh,
I mean, one of those where there's just their makeup in them because they're underwater more than they're above the water. So Mother Nature gave them a little protection like that, where other ducks, you know, sit on top of the water. They stick their head down and eat, but they don't dive down. And those are puddle ducks. Those are like mallards and things like that.
That's what we get up at the lake is a lot of mallards.
Yeah.
And some wood duck.
Yeah, would.
But the teal are the divers, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And they're small.
They're pretty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're gorgeous.
They're pretty.
Yeah.
You got that green head. And
yep.
Who doesn't like a little green head?
Duck is good. The other way I like to do it is, couple of years ago when I was down in Shartucky, the guys brought in some mallard. But
time out. This is an apology to anybody who lives in Charlotte. We don't all think it's Shartucky.
Sure it is.
Randy's.
I grew up there. I own the option to call it Shartucky.
He's gotten very uppity since he left.
I'm a Shartuckian. I am a Shartuckian. I own that. But because you lived there and grew up there, I can call it that. But
okay.
You can't. But I can.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Here we are.
For thee and not me. I see.
Yeah. But our friends at Old World Olive Company have some fruit-infused balsamic vinegars. And I took a duck breast and sliced it really thin on the grill and then just sprinkled some of that. I mean, thin, maybe like quarter-inch medallions off this duck breast. And I put it on the grill for maybe a minute on each side and sprinkled it with
pear.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you. It was a pear balsamic and it just turned out great. And that's all I did for seasoning on it, but they're so thin and it was so tender.
So you wouldn't salt that?
No, I don't. It doesn't need it.
Yeah.
It doesn't need it. But to your comment earlier about getting it done to 165, I know that wasn't.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
It was
medium.
It's all coming back
right,
like the Cartoon Network right now.
Yeah, it because that was medium to medium rare, but it kept it moist and it kept it not like
jerky. You're listening to the Hangover edition of the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM, Country.
Right. It was that last twist of on the line that got me. I'm just telling you right now. It's always a twist, but anyway.
Okay.
I'm muscling through. We're doing okay. You don't have to listen. You can turn the damn radio off.
Hey, come on. Gee whiz.
We need alcohol in this.
Get a little ornery up in here. He didn't even have tequila.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, man. But anyway. All right, coming up next, turkeys are out in the woods right now, too, so we're going to If you bag one of those, we're going to talk a little bit about
it. And we're putting Jop in the naughty corner. We'll be right back.
All right.